This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Is Joe Shane the worst front office guy in all sports? I mean, it's got to be spoken of at this point. I mean, it's you're going to see next year, Dallas Cowboys are going to start a guy that they got for a fifth-round pick, you know, where the Giants could have easily got him. I don't understand.
Well, hold on a sec, Pete.
Maris' number one thing going into the offseason was, we're going to get a quarterback via the draft, via trade or a free agent signing.
Yeah, they got one. Nothing. They got one, Russell Wilson.
They got two, God actually. Almighty, are you serious?
I'm serious. Russell Wilson to Jameis Winston.
Russell Wilson, and he got a Super Bowl with him.
Yeah, but Pete, hold on. I got a question for you here. So you're very quick. You're very quick to anoint Dallas, them getting this right, and they've done nothing for 30 years. But yet Shane, and I'm not the biggest Shane fan, but just to be fair, Shane's been here for a couple of years, and you already denounce him and anoint him as a failure. I mean, it seems inconsistent.
That's the best 12 games of the season.
Huh?
Dallas wins 12 games a season. Have they gotten over the hurdle of beating, winning a Super Bowl or even getting to it? No, they haven't. But they win 12 games a year.
Not anymore. They don't.
Dak got hurt last year. Thanks for the call, Pete. Your line's a little wonky there, so we let you go. But good point. I would agree with Pete there, BT, in that Dallas has at least proven to be a sustained team here for the last, better part of a decade, that they've been a top team in the NFC and the NFC East. Yeah, they haven't broken through in the postseason, but, I mean, the Giants wish they had a fraction of that success. Now, it doesn't mean that,
Joe Milton?
Yeah. It doesn't mean Milton's going to be starting quarterback next year. But they did find their franchise quarterback. They've had no issues replacing Tony Romo. They go to Dak Prescott, obviously. Now, I look at Milton as a backup quarterback for them, not a starter next year. But point is, they addressed the franchise quarterback. Giants have not done that, and they've had sustained success. I'm not ready to say Joe Shane's the worst front office guy in all of sports. I mean, yeah, that you take it in a lot when
it's
you say that.
It's a heavy statement.
Yeah. I'm not even qualified enough because we're not following all these teams on a daily basis the way we are here. But as it pertains to New York sports, he's in the running for it.
He ain't worse than the Rangers GM, that's for sure.
I think he is. At least the Rangers GM accomplished something.
At least Shane had a pretty good draft last year.
Oh, according to who?
But the players. I'm not saying it's a lights-out all-time draft, but there's some evidence that he drafted a couple of players who can contribute.
Oh, congratulations. I mean, it is year three.
it's his job.
I hope so.
Well, I understand, but that doesn't mean that you ignore it.
It was such a great draft that they won how many games again? I just don't understand. So what are we giving out, consolation prizes? You had one good draft. You got a few good players out there. Your team still sucks. You've been going backwards since the first year you got here. You can't even get to 500, but woo! I mean, that draft was good. Maris standing out there all proud, like, we really had a good draft. Joe Shane, this is the first draft that I really got to. Okay, yeah, this is the first time you really got to make your presence felt. I would take Chris Drury over Joe Shane any day.
You think Drury has a job next year? You think he should?
I would keep him, and I do believe they are going to keep him.
But why, though? Why would you keep him?
I don't think he's the problem. I think he made a mistake. See, I like his tough ruling.
Mm-hmm.
But he made a mistake that it didn't go over well in that locker room with the way that he handled Jacob Trouba.
Yeah, with the trade, yeah, yeah.
However, it was the right move. Trouba's toast. The Rangers needed to get out from under it, mm-hmm. and he was reluctant to being traded because his wife had a job here and all that stuff. Like, now, Drury gave him the no trade or whatever it may be, and that's part on him. And he's the one who built this core group. They took it as far as they could. Unfortunately, fell short of a Stanley Cup. But the problems to me are Panarin, Zibanejad, Trouba was one. I think the issue is the core group. I think Drury knows it. Problem is he's just got no way out of it.
See, it's also not a fair comparison. I just asked the question. But I think when you look at when Shane and I even think that Muji's transition is going to be a lot easier than Shane's when he first came here. What did he inherit? He inherited a quarterback that nobody really wanted, let's face it. You know, hey, here's another gift for you. Good luck figuring out the Saquon Barkley situation. Oh, yeah, by the way, we leave you no offensive line. I mean, I'm not a massive Shane believer. I do think he had a good draft a year ago. I hope he stacks another one. And if he does, well, now you have the semblance of a roster that's getting ready to compete. I think his Dallas is going the wrong way. You know, whatever. Now, that also coincides with the Commanders going the other way. So I'm not saying it's going to be simple here. But
hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
The roster and the situation of the Giants was deplorably bad that he inherited. It was awful. Think about the complaints about Gettleman and Reese.
I don't know if I would go there. Yeah, understood.
Oh, the old line's been terrible for 10 years.
Who were the best players when Shane got here? I mean, it was Dexter Lawrence. It was Andrew Thomas. I mean, guys that are already here.
Mm-hmm. Now, that part's true. That's why that's why I'm not defending him blindly. No, I'm not saying. I'm just trying to create a...
His excuse about, we needed to draft for based on need. Dude, nobody put a gun to your head. It's the first year. You took Kayvon Thibodeau and Evan Neal. I mean, my God. His draft picks have not been... He's had 3 years here. They have not been great. And everybody wants to talk about last year. Yeah, that's great. I also thought Deontay Banks was going to be a player until we watched him in his second year. Mm-hmm. So who's to say that the guys that they drafted last year are going to be great moving forward?
Well, I don't know. But I just think that it's... Everything's going to look worse when you step into a franchise with zero stability, zero consistency, zero depth, contract issues that are very, very tricky to navigate. And again, do I think he's here in a couple of years? Probably not. Do I think he's done a good job? No. Do I think he showed some signs of trending favorably last year? I do. And I want to see it again. But I mean, you think the Jets are a mess? I think he had a tougher job than Muji.
Phil is calling from Howell, New Jersey. What's up, Phil?
Hey, how you doing? I just got a comment about Devin Williams. Mm-hmm. I think maybe part of the problem with him is that he still hasn't forgotten the Pete Alonso home run.
Yeah, BT just said that.
Pete snatched his soul. Nah, I don't think his I mean, could be it. I mean, listen, if you're a great player and he was a great relief pitcher, generally one, even though it was a big one, you know, one home run shouldn't destroy you and literally take your soul and just render you an inferior player or pitcher. I don't think that's going to be the case. But, I mean, the early returns are not favorable, but it's early. It's a couple times. I'm just saying he better buckle his belt tight this weekend, because when he's out there with the lead, if he shows signs of being sloppy again, Yankee fans are jumping all over him. And I wouldn't do it, but I will not blame them for doing that.
You know, most closers, I know we referenced a couple before the break, most closers should be able to handle a big blow like that, even that devastating one that ended your season, especially when you were coming back from injury anyway. I do not think that Devin Williams is toast. All I was saying in the offseason is be careful saying that the Yankees bullpen significantly better. They lost Clay Holmes, who was an all-star, and they bring in Devin Williams. Everybody's, yeah, he's the best. Hard to be better than an all-star, and you're seeing that already. Already, it's not even true. And by the way, Boone agreed when he was in studio with us the first time. He was saying the same thing. Hey, we're not just bringing in Devin Williams to what we had. We're replacing a guy who was an all-star for us a year ago in Clay Holmes. And now, again, Williams is starting worse than Holmes did even a year ago. All right, BT and Sal.
Hold on, Hop's got Hop, what do you got there about Devin? Go ahead real quick.
Just really quickly, because yeah. I looked up. Williams' worst month is March, April, with an ERA of 3.86. But May goes down to 2.51, June 1.65, July 0.87, August 1.55, September, October 1.89.
Yep.
He seems like he's a Lindor.
He starts slow. Historically a slow starter, probably because his velocity's not there coming out of camp. And I've said it five times, but his best pitch is a changeup. That matters. Yeah, I think he's going to be good. But I think there's actually... I think there's more issues than Devin Williams right now for the Yankees. I think they're two, you know, nine runs or no runs. I think their defense has been a little scattered this year. And let's face it, you look at their starting rotations numbers. I know it's early, guys, but Stroman's like a 6 ERA. Rodon's high fives. I mean, you got to get Luis Gil back at some point healthy. And Luis Gil needs to be healthy, and Luis Gil needs to dominate. Otherwise, the Yankees' rotation is going to be a mess this year.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick, healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well,
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm, I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.